We find ourselves this week greeting Shabbos Parshas Netzavim, but at the same time experiencing Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin, the first days of Aseres and Meitshuva at our doorstep. I'd like to focus on one aura in this week's Parsha that will hopefully afford us an appropriate introduction and overall approach to Rosh Hashanah and Aseres and Meitshuva. The Parsha tells us the famous words, Ki a mitzvah azois hashanoichi mitzav chayoim, loy nefleisi mimcho, loy rechoikehi, loy bashamayimi, loy mevalayami, ki korev eilecha adomer ma'oi beficho ubilbobcho la'asoisoi. There is a machloikas rishonim as to which mitzvah the pasuk is referring to. Rashi seems to learn based on the Gemara in Erevin that it is referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, whereas the Ramban brings a mahalach that is referring to the aforementioned mitzvah of tshuva. Yet regardless of which mitzvah it is talking about, there seems to be a central theme. The Torah's main objective is to reiterate how close these mitzvahs are, how they are within our reach, and so possible for us to grasp onto them. Ki korev eilecha adover ma'oid, beficho levavcha la'asoisoi. It seems as if the Torah is coming to combat the naysayers, the ones that say that Torah is bashamayimi, niflesi, but it seems so strange. If this mitzvah is so very close to us, why are we even dealing with such an absurd notion of thinking that it's bashamayim or me'eber layam? If the Torah was trying to convince us of its closeness, is that what you bavarn? That it's not in shamayim, me'eber layam? It would seem more appropriate to say it's not even down the street; it's in your lap. If, for example, someone was trying to convince you how convenient a shul was, would he say it's not in outer space, but it's rather in your backyard? He would say it's not even 10 blocks away, but it's in your backyard. If so, why does the Torah here counter the idea of Leib HaShamayim, if really it's literally Beficho Ubilvavcho Mamish? I think the answer to this question is a Yisoy Godel. When the Torah writes that it's not B'Shamayim, the Torah is not coming lafuke some bizarre mistake of defiant detractors trying to convince us that Torah is very far and aloof from us. But rather, actually, this mitzvah of Talmud Torah is bashamayim. But despite the fact that this mitzvah is bashamayim, the Eibishter makes it korov ma'oid beficho levavcha la'asoisai. What does this all mean? Let's first try to explain the parasha according to Rashi that it refers to Talmud Torah. I think the Torah is telling us that the Heilige Torah is actually Bashamayim Mamish. The Torah is Oyev Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chochmosoi El Yoyno. It's a Heilige Zach. Naturally, Torah would be the most hidden, lofty Chochmo that would be totally inaccessible to us. It's the Eibishter's Chochmo. Soydeis Al Gav Soydeis. It's not even fathomable that the Elurisha, Abbas Abedom, should be able to ingest such chokhmah, let alone understand it at any level. That's the way it would be. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it possible, and He gives it to us b'matana. He makes it korev ma'oid with one tenai, b'ficho b'vavcha la'atsoysay. We have to do our part in all three levels of ma'isa, dibur, machshava. But if we are miyagei in Torah, we become kelim aruim lekabelas haTorah, then we are able to be zoiche to access and connect to Torah. That is the concept of yogati umotzosi tamin. We need yegiya, but ultimately it's a mitziah, a matana from the Eibishter, that we are able to connect and understand Torah. Everyone knows the vort of the Milas haTorah, the brother of the Vilna Gaon, who asks, what is the purpose of the Malach teaching us all the Torah before we are born, if anyways we're eventually going to forget it? Says the Milas haTorah, if we wouldn't be taught the Torah through a Malach to begin with, then we would never be able to, it wouldn't be possible for us to ever understand anything in Torah. Therefore, we have to first be given everything by the Malach, the Matana Mamish, and then we have a chance of maybe recycling, getting back the Torah that we originally had a king in and through the Malach. This highlights this notion that Torah is actually Bashamayim. It's the furthest, most hidden thing. And when the Torah writes it's not Bashamayim, the Torah is not denying that it's Ba'etzem like that. But rather, it doesn't need to remain that way because Kikarov, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened and made the Torah accessible through a tanaya beficha b'babcha. As long as we are amul b'Torah, we have a very easy way to forge a late relationship with the Torah. Maybe we could even explain the pasuk differently. Usually you read the pasuk, loy b'ashamayim v'loy me'ibar ayod, ki. We translate the word ki to mean elo. It's not b'ashamayim ki, but rather it's kar b'adavar ma'oy b'ficho l'avavcho. But according to this explanation, maybe we could explain it differently. Sometimes ki doesn't mean elo, but rather deho. Sometimes ki means because. Maybe we could read the pasuk that way, loy b'ashamayim. Why? Ki, because korav elocha davar ma'od. The hainu, really, intrinsically the Torah is b'shamayim. But why isn't it practically ki? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a matana of korav elocha davar ma'od b'ficha b'vavcha la'asoysoy. How often do we experience in our limud Torah a feeling of b'shamayim? We see a Tosfos and we feel Me'ayin Yobe Ezri. Tosfos says a teretz that seems like the farthest thing from our understanding. We open up a Baruch Ber, a Rab Shimon, and the matzav only gets more bleak. It's Bashamayim, it's Me'ibar Layam, it's Rechoyki, it's Nefleisim Imcho. Zokta Ibishte, you're right, it's Bashamayim, but Lamaise, it's not. Because if you want, it's Karav Ma'od. Just employ the Tanai of Beficho of Babcha La'asoysoy. Be Yemiyageya Harve and Learning. And Yagati and Matsosi is guaranteed. Suddenly, in a Derech of Mitzia, the words of Tosfos will shine with beautiful clarity. If this is the Torah's message, according to Rashi, that the parasha is referring to Mitzvah Tamat Torah, maybe we could suggest that it's a similar message, according to the Ramban, that the parasha is referring to Mitzvah Shuva. The Torah is trying to tell us that tshuva is attainable. So why is the Torah entertaining the notion of it being b'shamayim? The teretz is, like we said before, tshuva is b'shamayim mamish. It's from the nefloyis abayir, the wonders of the world, pli abriyim mamish, that a choyte can shed himself of a chet as if it never happened. That a neshama that has become so filthy with chet and drifted so far from the Eibishter can actually return and get back on track with his relationship with the Eibishter. It's b'shamayim mamish, it defies all laws of nature. But you know why it's not l'maisa b'shamayim? Ki, because korav eilecho hadover ma'oid. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us the matana. As the Rabbeinu Yonah writes at the beginning of Shari Tshuva, Min HaToivo Yisasher Heitev HaShem Yizborach Imbrov, He gave us Tshuva. It's a Chesed Elyon. It's an unusual Toivo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes such an incredibly distant idea of Tshuva and makes it accessible. He helps us, as it says, Yazor HaShem LaShovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally feeds us the Tshuva with one Tanai, LaShovim. You have to be a Shov. You have to use all of your keiches, beficho v'vavcho, become a shav, become a person who's trying to do tshuva, attempt to do tshuva, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us with the rest. Maybe we could take this concept yet a step further. It's not just that the chiddush of tshuva, the capability of tshuva is b'shamayim, but maybe we can even go a step further and say that the whole avoida of tshuva is b'shamayim. For a choyte to do aziva sachet, for a choyte to do an emes kabbalah lahabu, to do charota, to really experience a truthful vidui, it's b'shamayim. The natural tendency is to stay put. We have a spiritual inertia that keeps us continuing on the path that we have chosen. We resist change. We don't want to take responsibility for our actions. We don't want to admit that we are far from perfect. We don't want to commit to making meaningful and difficult decisions in the future. When we approach tshuva, it seems like it's b'shamayim. Zok de teira, it is, but practically it's not. Ki, because korav eilecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us, makes it possible and accessible. As we approach Rosh Hashanah, Abo Aleinu L'Toivo, we are terrified of the Yom Adin, Zoichalim, the Royadim, we say in Slichas. And we know that our avoda is to do tshuva. But unfortunately, sometimes that realization is even more petrifying. When we think of the prospect of actually successfully doing tshuva, we become paralyzed with fear of the enormity of this project. We start to feel Bashamayimi, Rechoikehi, Niflesi, Meibalayam. Zok the Torah, you're right. But you stand a chance, not just a fighting chance, but truthfully, it's Karev Ma'oid. Why? Key? Because. Beficho Vavavcho. Because we have the Ebeshes Avtocho. Av Yazar Hashem L'shovim. All we need to do is try our hardest to be a Shova, to be a Shov, to be Beficho Vavavcho La'asaysay. And the rest the Kodesh Baruch will help us with. And it's interesting, in Shemana Esrei, we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's a Chayin Hadas, that he's a Goyal Yisrael, that he's a Reifich and Amma Yisrael. We praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything he does. But by the Bracha of Tshuva, we say, Aroitzeb is Tshuva. We don't say, Meshiv Amma Yisrael. There's no such thing of a Kodesh Baruch Hu doing Tshuva on our behalf. He's only a Roitzeb is Tshuva. We have to do the first step. We have to do b'fichol v'avavcho la'asoysoy. That's the t'nai that we have to be a shov. But the minute that we're a shov, we invoke the haftocha of Yazo Hashem la'shovim. The fact that the Eibishah is such a roitzeb is shuvah. We know for sure that as long as we become a shov, we use a b'fichol v'avavcho la'asoysoy, there's no room for feelings of despair. We know we could be batuach, Yazo Hashem la'shovim. Our parsha opens up, Atem nitzovim ayoim kulchem. Rashi explains that after the dreadful clothes of last week's parsha, Klal Yisrael became despondent. They felt, we don't stand a chance. Moshe Rabbeinu therefore came and started to be mefayis them. And he explained, Atem nitzovim ayoim. Look throughout the doiris how many times we infuriated the Ebishta, and still he didn't destroy us. Take a look. We're all still here at the Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem. But what's the answer? How are we supposed to get the courage and the security that we can actually perfect ourselves? The Teretz is the next words in the Pasuk. Yes, at the Nitzavim Ayoyim. Why? Kulchem, Lifnei, Hashem Aleikeichem. The courage, the security, the way that we are able to understand how we were up until now Nitzavim, and how we can, and how we have a chance, and we have a haftocha of being able to be Nitzavim, there is the realization that as long as we are Lefnei Hashem Aleikeichem, then we continue to have the Eibishah's haftocha through the Deiris, that Yazar Hashem L'shovim. As long as we do our utmost, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koiches to be Matzliach. We are all going kibnei morim in front of the Melech Malchei Hamlochim for a mishpat. We know the Oimek Adin. We know the tremendous chayva of tshuva. Naturally, we would be literally helpless. But what gives us the confidence is that the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, the Melech b'mishpat, is unzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who kaveyoch was begging us to be peseach. Pesach kepesrei shel machat. He's a roitze b'shuva. He's a melech chofetz b'chayim. And ultimately, he's a yazer Hashem l'shovim. We know that the Eibishter is a roitze b'shuva who's begging us, just become a shov. Do everything that you're able to do to become a shov. And then yazer Hashem l'shovim. Yeah, we might feel it's neflesi, it's b'shamayim. But we know that if we do our avodah, the rest of it, the Eibishter is going to help us, and he makes it korav eilecha adover ma'oid, b'ficho u'b'lvavcho la'atzoysoy. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us internalize this fundamental approach to Yom Adin and Atzeis Yimei Tshuva. And may we all be zoiche, tachsiva v'chsima toive, atem u'beischem v'chol asher lochem. Amen, ken yihi rotzoy.